All football season long. Our next guest checks in here to talk about college and NFL. And of course, since it's the eve of Super Bowl weekend, what that means is we head for the million-dollar sandbar known as Miami Beach.
From Miami Beach, the sun and fun capital of the world.
If you haven't won a bet since, well, Britney wore mouse ears, it's the man who created ParamountSports.com on the web.
And here he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Sterling.
How sweet it is.
Yep. On Twitter, find him at Paramount Sports. Lee Sterling checks in. Lee, how is life treating you on this first day of February 2019?
Oh, pretty darn good. Now, I wanted to see two different teams in the Super Bowl, but can't have everything. Maybe next year we'll see Kansas City and New Orleans. Just think the public is totally tired of seeing the New England Patriots. Unless you're a Patriots fan, I mean, how can you root for them? And then on top of that, I mean, I don't even know a Rams fan. Do you?
Actually, I know a couple, but remember, I live on a different coast.
Okay.
And I'm a little older, and there's a lot of holdover L.A. Rams fans who are back now as L.A. Rams fans.
Right, right.
So I know your service, you're into your third decade. You follow all the major events, whether it's a college football playoff, Final Four in Miami. You've witnessed NBA championships. So while we're talking about Patriot fatigues, I'm kind of curious, the people you hear from that use your service, your friends, those in the media, mm-hmm. is there still, it seems like still, there's a pretty big buzz for this game?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
I don't see it. You know, every game there is a certain buzz, but I just don't see it this year. I think that the public is tired of this matchup. I think they're upset with what happened, the officiating in both games, in the conference championship games. And they wanted Kansas City. They think that Patrick Mahomes is going to be a guy that's certainly going to captivate the audience. And they hadn't been in 49 years. And the Saints, last time they were in, was almost a decade ago. So they're probably looking to get back, I think, New Orleans, back in Miami, where they won their first and only Super Bowl.
You know, I just realized, I don't know if I've ever asked you this. I know you're a Heat fan. You're a huge Kane fan. But you're not from Florida. When it comes to the NFL, are you a Dolphins fan?
Well, I was not born in Florida, but I just happened to be born in Texas when my dad was in the Air Force as a dentist. But my brother and sister were born in Miami, and so were my parents. And I started going to games from the first game that the Dolphins existed. So I'm more of a Dolphins fan, but actually one of my uncles was a Cowboys fan. So growing up, I'm not really a Cowboys fan anymore, more of a Dolphins fan than anyone else. And, you know, learn to appreciate certain players and certain teams and schemes, but actually liked the San Diego Chargers also growing up because I loved Lance Allworth and loved their open style of play. But my uncle was a scout for the Cowboys, so growing up through probably college and maybe until probably age maybe 25, I used to root for the Cowboys in the NFC and the Dolphins in the AFC.
Nice. By the way, Lance Allworth, Bambi, the first true AFL player to be inducted into the Football Hall of Fame.
Right. And a lot of players, a lot of people don't realize this, that a lot of great receivers started off as running backs. He was a running back at Arkansas.
Wow. That I did not know.
And I think you should know this. Ahmad Rashad, former famous Duck.
Yep. Bobby Moore, a running back here at Oregon. Yeah. I was just going to bring that up. You read my mind.
And he ends up sitting next to me. He's probably sat next to me two or three times in the last four or five years. So, interesting. So, if you want to read one of the most interesting Wikipedias, read his because of his change, I think, from positions where he was floundering in his first couple years in the NFL, doing really nothing, becoming an all-pro, and then his marital history. He's married two pretty famous people.
Yeah, no, I actually ran into him at the Fiesta Bowl when Oregon beat Kansas State and chatted with him. And the first thing I brought up to him is, aren't you still ticked off they didn't call offensive pass interference against Drew Pearson on the Hail Mary? And he laughed his head off. So, anyway.
Does that mean a yes or a no?
Oh, no. Remember, he was with the Vikings. And,
oh, I know. Yeah,
you know.
But he wasn't on the field, but I'm sure, yeah, they felt they had that game won.
Nate Wright got pushed off by 88 Drew Pearson.
No, he wasn't pushed off.
You watch that highlight again, and you tell me that there wouldn't have been an uproar in this day and age with Drew Pearson backing into the end zone.
I didn't see any pass interference. I think it was a clear and legal play.
Yeah, and by the way, you're talking about a Cowboy hater against somebody who at the time was a Cowboy fan. So
no, I was a Cowboy fan.
I know you were. I'm the New Yorker who hates the Cowboys.
Right.
All right, so we continue with Lee Sterling at Paramount Sports. So this game, you know, the Rams getting points, Pats the chalk, you know, all the talk, Belichick with his experience, 2 weeks to prepare. Does he have the advantage over the young up-and-coming offensive genius? I know you – or do you want to start with the game or do you want to start with some of the props?
Let's start with the game and then we'll move into the prop plays.
Okay. The bottom line is McVay, he's been a coach 2 years. He's won the division and he's got him here. So what's your angle? Who do you think walks away with the Lombardi Trophy Sunday night?
I think it favors New England here. Too many things, in my opinion, have to go right for the Rams to win this game. They got to get some pressure. Everyone talks about this on Tom Brady. Not just get sacks, you got to get pressure up the middle. What the Chargers tried to do was they tried to use their two great pass rushers from the edge, Ingram and Bosa, and that didn't work. I think it was a combination, not a great scheme, and those guys were tired after three straight games on the road. But that's one thing. Also, the cornerback play has not been good at all for the Rams. Marcus Peters, he's grabbing and holding. It seems like every time they show a highlight of what he's doing, a replay. And Aqib Talib, who I thought 2-3 years ago may have been the best cornerback in the NFL, he just seems like he is not the same cornerback. So they've got to clear up that. And then maybe the biggest mismatch is the Rams linebackers, although long and really good, backpedaling, have trouble covering these running backs on the sidelines. And that leads into one of the player props, James White, 55.5 total receiving yards. He might catch 8, 10, 12 balls in this game. I like the over there in the 55.5 receiving yards. So a lot of things have to go right. On the other side, I think the Rams, without Cooper Kupp, they're going to have to go to guys like Josh Reynolds. He's going to have 5, 6, 7 catches in this game. And they're also going to have to go against and hit on Jason McCourty. He's a DB that's susceptible to double moves. And keep Kyle Van Noy and Dante Hightower from having 7, 8, 9 tackles. If those guys are dominating, if they have clear angles to the running backs and they do something in pass coverage, usually means they're playing extremely well. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I see something like 38-31, 38-34, but I think New England will come out on top.
You know, what I was thinking the other day is, you know, all year long, whether it's college, whether it's the pro game, or whether you do hoops, you know, your evaluations are solely based on who's going to cover the spread, what are the advantageous matchups, maybe an over-under. So how much different is it when you get up to a game like this where you all of a sudden are trying to analyze and come up with these prop bets?
Well, I mean, you don't want to play 20, 25, for 30 or 40 prop plays because, remember, playing these, the juice is much higher than the regular games. You know, the regular games, you have juice of just 10 cents on a regular wager, or you've got something like, you know, the parlays. But when you're getting starting at 15 cents juice on these prop wagers and going up to sometimes $1, $2 when it gets up to 8 or 10 to 1, yeah, you just want to be, you want to hone in on your best plays. There's 442 the Westgate put out. So I always put out 10. I put out my top 10. There was one mistake. I found one mistake out of 442 wagers. How about this? Total number of interceptions for Jared Goff. I thought it would be 1 or 1.5. It's set at 0.5.
Whoa.
So I'm going the over there. I think I think that he's going to throw one or two interceptions in this game. Longest field goal, give me Greg Zuerlein, -115. I mean, here's a guy that bombed in regulation to send that game into overtime, and the overtime winner at almost 50 and 60 yards there. And also Tom Brady over 295.5 passing yards. He's a shoe-in. And the most fun one, I think, is if you got a bunch of people over, is first touchdown. Now, if you're a New England fan, you want to look to Sony Michel. He's a 5-1, or L.A. running back C.J. Anderson at 7-1. I like to take my shots on these, and I found two real good ones here. Philip Dorsett for New England at 20-1. He catches a bomb. That'd be a nice score. Or Tyler Higbee. Here's a guy at 6'6", almost 6'7", a tight end. Once they get in the red zone, they love to run him on the corner route. And also, even if they get inside the five, they'll fake it into the middle and just dink it over to him. He's almost 6'7", easy touchdown. So those are two guys at 20-1 that if they hit, and I got some significant money on either one of those, I'll probably be cruising around the islands for the next couple weeks after the Super Bowl.
So as far as the other ones, you know, basically how long it's going to take Gladys Knight to get through the anthem or the Gatorade dumped on the winning coach, do you play any of those?
Not many. I like the anthem over there. Talk to my daughter, you know, does some singing. She's done some national anthems for some NBA and some Major League Baseball games. Never an NFL game, but she studied it, and there's only one video of Gladys Knight singing the national anthem, and it's an audio only on YouTube. Only one. I thought she had done it many times, but only one shows up. It's a minute and 31 seconds, and she's just running through it, but lately she studied some stuff she's done in concerts, and also she sang at Aretha Franklin's funeral, and she was, I mean, blowing it out and really playing it out. So I think they want to really make this a spectacle. She's from Atlanta.
Right.
Minute 47. She riffs a couple times. I think she'll go way over 147, as my daughter says. Over 147 at +120 is free money.
I love Gladys Knight. Now, yeah. I know you mentioned who your favorite team is and who you've rooted for. But when a game like this comes up, obviously you got a million things going on. You got your service. You got whatever you got going on for the game and your prop bets. Do you actually root for, do you look at either of these teams and say, man, I really like so-and-so, and I hope this team, hope this coach, hope this quarterback wins?
If I had no money on it, yeah. I could care. You know, then I certainly would have a rooting interest. Yeah, I mean, I can't stand the Patriots. When I have nothing on, I root against them all the time. They're my number one least favorite team. So, you know, when you've been dominated for 20 years, you'll do anything to get a win. But bottom line is I've gone against the University of Miami many times, the Heat many times. Bottom line is my number one job is to win my clients' money.
Awesome. Hey, Lee, great stuff. You could keep up with Mr. Sterling, ParamountSports.com, at Paramount Sports. You have any special deals going on for the Super Bowl?
We do, actually. You can get the game and also my top 10 prop plays, just $77. Last year, we sold them for 147. We've now won 7 of the last 10 Super Bowls, so we've been on fire doing that. So game and top 10 prop plays, $77. My first ever in the history, you know, I had a 100-unit play in the NFL this year, first ever anything above 50 units in football. We hit on Green Bay, -9 over the Dolphins, 31-12. Got a college basketball game tomorrow. No one's looking at this game. It's a later game on Saturday. You can get the game, 75-unit play, and you can get it for just $47 or a combo pack. You want to get the NFL Super Bowl, top 10 prop plays, and also the college basketball 75-unit play, $97. It's all available. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741.
Hey, always fun, Lee. Really appreciate it. Enjoy the weekend. Have a great time, and definitely look forward to catching up soon.
Okay, sounds good. Take care.